Right now, though, you're on 2SER Breakfast with myself, Tess Connery, and it has been one hell of a week. I know I say that occasionally, but boy, this one has been astronomical. To run us through what we might have missed, Max Grieve is with us now to get us through the weekly wrap. Morning, Max.
Morning, Tess.
Take us back to Monday before any of this began.
Well, it all began on Monday,
I
don't know if there's any going back. Yeah,
I live in hope.
Yeah, Sunday night, a latest poll came out that said Labor led with a 55-45% two-party preferred lead, which would return them to government in a landslide if they were elected at the next federal election. You had Christopher Pyne coming out on Sunday. He said, "We have the right policy mix, and if we're united, we'll win the next election. But there are some people who don't support the current leader, and that is quite obvious." That was Monday.
I can't believe that was so long ago. It feels like an eternity.
Doesn't it ever? I mean, even Wednesday, when you had all the ministers coming out and saying, we fully support the Prime Minister, that seems a long time ago. It all seems a long time ago.
It's been a long week.
It has. Monday, you had a lot of politics down in Canberra, bit of Donald Trump going after the New York Times.
Classic.
A story from Venezuela. More than 2 million people have left Venezuela since 2015 in one of the largest mass migrations in Latin American history.
Wow.
As they're trying to escape persecution and discrimination in neighbouring countries as well. So a lot going on Monday.
Yeah, wow.
Australian rugby was in crisis as well. I don't know if you saw that.
Lots of crises. What happened to rugby?
We lost the Bledisloe.
The New Zealand, Australian versus New Zealand.
That's right, leaving the Wallabies on the brink of their 16th consecutive Bledisloe Cup loss. 16 years ago, it takes us back to, I think, it was 2000. I'm not sure if it was 2002 or 2003. I'm going to get roasted for that if any of my friends are listening.
Pick one and stick to it. Hope.
Stability in the Prime Ministership and a Bledisloe Cup in the Wallabies cabinet. It's a nice time.
Omens for the rest of the week.
In fact, Tuesday, I believe, was the... I'm just going to have to check my notes here. Tuesday was the first party room ballot.
Yeah, this was the flash in the pan that was about 40 minutes long.
That's right. So I was just waking up at 9:30 on Tuesday morning when I saw there's going to be a spill. I thought, fantastic, I got nothing to do. It was over within 40 minutes and I was left with the rest of my day to do nothing.
The struggles of working in news.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, it all sort of came to blows at about 9:15, and by 10 o'clock it was done.
Yeah, it was all pretty quick. There was still the dramatic news that Peter Dutton could have been ineligible for Parliament. And, of course, that's rolled on and become a little bit more serious since Tuesday. It was revealed he could have an indirect pecuniary interest.
This is the childcare situation.
I'm glad you said that, because I was just looking at these words that I've highlighted, indirect pecuniary interest, and wondering what they meant. But that's right, it's the childcare stuff.
Yeah, that's the childcare centre. Wouldn't that be great, I think, just in a true twist of irony that a few years ago it was like, oh, we've got a... Years ago, I can't even remember. This week's been long, it could have been last week. But, we've got to make the childcare situation so that the money goes straight to the childcare. Otherwise, you know, people are going to misuse. Blah, 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 blah. And then wouldn't it be great if that was what toppled him?
That's the one, and this is hard, but it's one of the one saving graces, I think, of this whole thing would be if Dutton were elected Prime Minister, for him to have it all ripped away a few days later would be beautiful.
Dramatic irony.
Can't see that happening, but no. It would be nice.
I know. I mean, it would be... We're this far into the drama. Let's just go all out and boot a Prime Minister.
Oh, absolutely. Also on Tuesday, I'll just put a quick mention in for this. The FFA Cup, a bit of sporting news, so I know it doesn't always make it in there, but my local team, RPA Leichhardt Tigers, beat the A-League champions, Melbourne Victory.
Hey!
Down at Leichhardt Oval, and the biggest upset in the history of the Cup. So
wow.
They're all very excited at Lambert Park. And we'll be again this week and get on down for the semi-final.
I'm glad you got that in there.
Thank you.
Go Tigers.
Wednesday was just reaction to the previous day's leadership spill. Had plenty of people shoring up their support for the Prime Minister on Wednesday anyway. Away from Canberra, Peter Dutton was facing a significant image issue. He attempted to, he was going on a bit of a drive to make people see that he was happy and could smile, had teeth.
That's right. He came out and he was like, it's nice to be in, what was it? He was like, it's nice to be in front of the cameras where I can smile and show my softer side. Like, you don't have to repeat word for word what your press advisor just told you.
It is extraordinary how he... how he thought that a day would be enough. And a day on radio as well. I mean, I suppose nobody can see your face, which is maybe helpful. Yeah,
the lizard nose.
Yeah, yeah. Member for Dixon is described by voters in his own electorate as cruel, hard and uncompromising.
Ooh.
Recent focus groups commissioned by Get Up have found. And, of course, Get Up are campaigning to have Peter Dutton turfed out in his own electorate.
Wow.
A popular prime minister. Yeah.
A popular... There's a phrase that we haven't heard in Australia for a while. A popular prime minister.
No. What else on Wednesday? You had the official from Australia's largest gun group, the Sporting Shooters Association of Australia. He said another mass shooting in Australia is only a matter of time.
What?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. It was nice. He was stood down by the organisation in May over what he says was his decision to raise concerns about the aggressive behaviour at another gun club member at the firing range. Sorry, I'm just reading this. I haven't read through. I didn't realise this wasn't a particularly good bit of news.
No, but, like, that's the thing. Everything's been swamped, is that, you know, these little things are sort of popping their heads up and it's like, oh, I completely missed that. Good-o.
Well, only a matter of time.
That's awful. I hate that.
Yeah. Nothing. Yeah. No. Nothing more on that. Thursday, just yesterday... we have been over all the spill stuff. We'll keep going over it all. Donald Trump was in trouble yesterday.
Yeah.
That was the other exciting bit that would have been top news had had nothing been happening here. You had his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, and former campaign advisor, Paul Manafort, both in trouble. I won't say convicted of things, but both in trouble in court in separate cases, yeah.
Wow. Which one of them was convicted? There was 8 of 18?
That's right. Paul Manafort was convicted of 8 of 18. And you might remember yesterday Trump tweeted, he wasn't convicted of 10, which must mean, you know, 10 is more than 8.
I mean, true, but I don't think that's how the legal system works.
No, I'm not sure that Donald Trump really cares too much how the legal system works. I'm not sure he knows either. He's come out and said, I'm pretty sure these things aren't illegal. People have done that. I've done nothing wrong. There's no charges against me.
This is
which
true.
He's just going to keep saying.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the hill he's going to die on. So, you know,
I sort
fun.
Of thought yesterday when I saw, you watched the Malcolm Turnbull press conference when he came out and was very defiant.
I was on the train, but I had a friend giving me live updates, but yes.
This might be wrong, but there was just a hint of Trump's defiance in the way that Turnbull is clinging to power, and I think there's something a little bit more altruistic in what he's doing, but I did like it, and it made me think, oh, what a great president Malcolm Turnbull might have made.
In an alternate universe.
Which was, yeah, another useless, you know, train of thought that I let my brain run down for half an hour while we were waiting for someone else to show up and speak to Michael Rowland.
Oh, good-o. It was, yeah, yesterday, I was on the train when the press conference happened, but the one thing that I remember that I had been messaged was apparently he was asked, oh, if you, you know, once you step down, because at this point it's virtually a certainty, once you step down, will you stay on as a government member? And he came back with something along the lines of, I've made my thoughts about previous prime ministers staying in government very clear.
I wonder who he meant.
Yeah.
that was a really interesting one, because you had, it's not often that I agree with Barnaby Joyce, but Barnaby Joyce was on the radio yesterday, on ABC TV rather, yesterday saying that he didn't think that Turnbull should step down if he's defeated. He stepped down as leader of the Liberal Party, obviously, but he's been elected by the people of Bennelong to serve as the member for Bennelong, not necessarily serve as the Prime Minister.
Yeah, yeah.
And he owes them that responsibility to see it out to the next election, which...
Is he Bennelong or the W one?
Oh, Wentworth.
Wentworth, there we go. All good. Just because I'm in
Thank
Bennelong.
You. Oh,
all
thanks.
Good. You're welcome. Politics.
Yeah, yeah.
There's too
like
many
you keep
of them.
Saying, it's been a long week.
It has. I think we're all just drained at this point and just political jargon floating around in our minds.
Yeah, Bennelong, Wentworth, spill. That's it.
Politics.
Yep.
It's been a wild week. Thanks for that, Max.
No worries.
Max Grieve there with the weekly wrap. If you have just turned the TV off since Tuesday, it's been a pretty wild ride.